Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Update today on ESPN about possibilities of players that could be moved at next Tuesday's trade deadline or prior to next Tuesday's trade deadline. And certainly there's intrigue here in Detroit. We have a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and you heard Jared Goff talk about that a little bit last hour. And so we just want to update you on the very latest, and we already told you about the Trey Hendrickson update. Another day, another update saying he's not available, but also another acknowledgement that that could change. They could pivot with another loss. We shall see. Just a reminder, all of our football coverage here on 97.1 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Okay, so mentioned before the break, those guys on ESPN, while saying no to Trey Hendrickson, did drop the following, and it was about the two edge rushers in Miami. Will Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb get moved? Dan Graziano says, I believe one of them will, but which one I cannot say. I still think the Dolphins want to put a representative product on the field. They started 2-6 last year and recovered to win 6 of their next 8. With Tyreek Hill out, that could be changing things. The 4 days following Thursday's game against Baltimore to ponder offers for Tuesday's trade deadline. So he goes on to write, assuming they lose Thursday and drop to 2-7, and assuming offers for Phillips and or Chubb are reflective of the team's level of desperation, it's going to be tempting for Miami to consider dealing players they don't imagine being part of their future. Well, let's start with this. There is a difference. Jalen Phillips is on the final year of his contract.
He's 26.
Yep. Bradley Chubb has got 2 more years after this one. And his cap hit is his base salary for a new team, I believe. You're not responsible for the signing bonus. So his cap hit would be 19.45 and 18.48 over the next 2 years.
Well, that's a lot.
Now, they've got the money this year, but they have a lot of money committed in the next couple of years and money that they're trying to commit in the next couple of years. So I don't know that that would work. My instinct tells me they would be more interested in the expiring contract of Phillips than they would of Chubb. Now, Bradley Chubb has 4 sacks so far this year. Jalen Phillips has 2. And then there's scheme fit, right? Jalen Phillips is considered more of a outside linebacker, edge kind of guy. Bradley Chubb is listed as an edge. I don't know, man. What are they, if they see one that fits what they're trying to do, could they be interested here? I think they could be.
They could be interested here for the right price. And I think clearly Jalen Phillips is be somebody who's for a better price than Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb's going to cost you money. And for the season, this is a tale of two guys that have started off differently. Bradley Chubb was very effective starting the season, where he got, I think, all 4 of his sacks in the first 4 games of the season. Jalen Phillips only has a couple of sacks, but those have come in his last 4. In his first 4, Jalen Phillips didn't even touch the quarterback. In his last 4 games, he's got 6 quarterback hits to go with the 2 sacks. So do I think the Lions would be interested in Jalen Phillips? Yeah, I do. It's a rental. It's not somebody you're asking to step in and be a starter. Al-Qaeda Muhammad's done a great job, but it's somebody that goes into a rotation along with, if Davenport gets healthy again, and you know how long he stays healthy for, who knows, but it's a guy, if he's healthy, can help you out, and so is Phillips.
So two things about this. One is I believe they'd be more interested in Phillips because of the contract, but I've never claimed to try and coach the team. Whatever it does, a skill set fit into what their scheme is? I have no idea. But part of that is knowing how much money you have. We have breaking news, and it's big.
Oh, is it a wow?
Well, you determine.
Okay, Ken Adam Schefter. Bobbing his head like it's a wow.
He says it's a wow. The Lions and Aiden Hutchinson have reached an agreement on a 4-year contract extension.
Four, only four. Okay.
But that is all that Adam Schefter is reporting at this hour. Hutch has agreed to a 4-year contract extension with the Lions.
Also, Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network is confirming that with a little bit more, according to Hutchinson's agent, Mike McCartney, it is a mega extension. So obviously we all expect him to be the highest paid defensive end in the league. No real numbers yet, but according to his agent, a mega extension for Aiden Hutchinson.
So that cuts into the available money moving forward. That's okay.
Well, we knew it. Yeah. I mean, this is a long time coming, and it happens here at 11:08. Kind of wish we had this maybe an hour ago. We could talk to Jared Goff, ask him about it, but
yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, we saw this was coming. I'm curious to see what the actual numbers are going to be. I mean, before we see it, do you want to take a gander? What do you think it'd be?
What I guess it's going to be?
Yeah, 4 years.
So the first thing I need to do is decipher exactly what mega means. What does it mean if one gets a mega extension?
So here's it. Micah Parsons signed a 5-year, $210 million deal. So that's $42.5 million a year, right?
Yep.
But... yeah, it's $186 million in new money over 4 years. So maybe that's the better way to look at it. So 4 years and $186 million, which is $46.5 million on average. I'm thinking Aiden Hutchinson is going to get 4 years and damn near $200 million.
Yeah, I was going to go 4 years, $200 million.
But I'm not going to give him the $200 because that's I'm going to guess 448. So I'm going to give him $48 million a year. What was that, 192?
Yes.
That's what I'll go
with. 4 years, 192. I'll roll with that.
Kang, what do you think?
I think he gets the even 200. Obviously, we're just splitting hairs here, yeah, you know, yeah, as far as per year. But, yeah, I think he gets the full 50 per.
Interesting. So, and what really matters is how the money's spread out, how you make everybody fit under the cap, what flexibility it provides. Does next year, is this kick in after next year's club option? So that would be, if that's the case, then that's year when he's 27, 28, yeah, 29, and 30.
I think that's what they do with Parsons. I think it's a similar thing.
So I've done a lot of studying of edge rushers, given that it felt like that was something that we were going to discuss a lot here in Detroit. And what I love about this deal is that, I mean, this isn't a shock, but you might find this interesting, and that is players, as they get older, get less productive. You're welcome. but the number seems to be for edge rushers after 30. And there's plenty of examples, and I went through and looked at, you know, elite guy after elite guy after elite guy, and most of them, the production starts to decline after 30. If it's a 4-year deal and it kicks in after next year's club option, 27, 28, 29, 30, those are the ages he will be in each year of that deal. And look, if he's still productive, you can extend him again. But as far as from a team perspective, I like this. I like this a lot.
Well, yeah, and they're getting it done. They're signing their best player. You need to do it. It's just pleasure doing business with you. Here we go. Here's to a healthy, you know, term of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
but we don't know what the terms are. But I mean, I think we put some parameters in there where we expect it to be somewhere. I think the cap would be $50 million a year, but it's probably somewhere between 46 and 50, given that's what Parsons got.
I got to see, because the signing bonus is important here, because signing bonuses are spread out over the course of the contract. So, you know, if you sign a four-year extension with, and if the extension kicks in next year, and let's say the signing bonus is, you know, $50 million, I think that counts $10 million each of the next 5 years. So how much of this year's cap does that cut into and maybe limit them as far as what they can bring in at trade deadline?
Yeah.
Probably not a lot. It's probably not going to affect it too much because they had
bunch of money under the cap right now. Yeah.
Like that.
So they have a lot under the cap right now. And so, yes, your point is valid about how much it's going to affect it whenever we find out how much.
Okay, this is just breaking news here on 97.1 The Ticket. Aiden Hutchinson gets a four-year contract extension. You know, I want to hear from Lions fans. You cool with this? You good with this? Is this? It's hard to know what opinion to give until we see the money.
Well, remember, guys, at the beginning of this year, a lot of fans—I don't know if a lot, but a lot of calls we took, a lot of ticket texts were questioning if Aiden Hutchinson would even be healthy. You know, fast forward to October 29th, he gets a, quote, mega extension, according to Ian Rappaport from his agent. Four-year deal, and probably close to, if not, $200 million.
One would have to imagine if he's not the highest paid player, it's going to be close to a $50 million a year commitment. And, of course, there's finagling when it comes to the cap. Money gets moved around, shell game. It doesn't mean it's going to be a $50 million per season cap hit. I can almost guarantee you that. I also would almost guarantee that there's going to be some late year where it's like a $70 million cap hit. Right. Way these things tend to work. 248-539-9797. Hutch just got paid. Detroit, are you happy? Does anyone see this and go, they might rue that? I think the length on the contract is kind of perfect. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is interesting. If you're just joining us, Aiden Hutchinson just announced breaking news, gets a four-year contract extension. The terms have not been released yet, but you have to imagine it's in the ballpark of the Micah Parsons contract. And you know, typically, if you're up, you get the next highest paid at your position contract. If you're in the top, you know, 5, 10, whatever it is, the next guy always gets more than the last guy did. So we're thinking it's probably a four-year, $200 million extension.
Close to it.
With the money being moved around shell game-ish. And Kang, you brought up a great point during the commercial break. I will give you credit for it. And that is, it's probably really a three-year contract, because what happens when guys are going in the last year of their contract?
Negotiate.
Yeah, and he's looking for his third contract as well. And that's what agents do. Not necessarily Aiden was thinking about that, but I'm sure his people were talking to him like, hey, 4 year would be perfect for both of us, the organization and you. Because in 3 years, if you're still playing this well and still in the prime of your career, You re-up again. Look at Garrett, right? Look at Myles Garrett. So if you're on that same trajectory, yeah, you're going to be rich man again in 3 years when you renegotiate.
Yeah. So look, here's a guy that has been, you know, what we'd hope he would be when the Lions got him as a force on the edge. Now the question becomes, do they do anything else at that position big? We don't know the number breakdown. Does it cut into their available cap space so much that they couldn't get another player there? Are they willing to do that? I have a suspicion that if Brad Holmes was asked about, hey, are you going to improve the edge rusher position? He would say, well, we just locked up Hutch. I think that's what he would say. There is a strong want by some. Yesterday we did the poll, and it turned out more people wanted help in the secondary of the trade deadline than the edge rusher spot. At the very least, they got this guy locked up. Now, some people had no issue with taking, and you know, I'm not trying to stir up any crap here, but I know some of you out there were perfectly fine with giving Hutch's money to somebody else. And not because you like that player more than Hutch, but you were like, if you can get another elite edge rusher and it cuts into your future cap space and you don't have money for Hutch, many people out there didn't care. They just wanted another elite edge rusher that would cost that kind of money. Scott, you know, I think that they are comfortable with what they have in-house. They know what they're getting. The player buys in. They know he's coachable. They know what they're getting out of him. I think, you know, when Brad Holmes talks about who they add to the roster, he uses the word intentional all the time. This was very intentional. He's constantly, they talk about their vetting process. That's not to say they can't vet a player that's outside the organization. I just think they love their own guys and want to keep their own guys. And, you know, others have a rule that don't fall in love with your own guys.
Yeah, I get it. But I think, look, they have so many guys that they could fall in love with. You can't fall in love with every single one of them, but you can fall in love with a lot of them. And I think they've done a nice job of trying to space out these contracts as much as they can. But you're going to end up having a decision to make at some point. But that decision is likely to be solved by having somebody restructure a contract so they can get somebody else signed. And they'll have a number of players that they can go and ask that from when the time comes. I mean, this window of opportunity to win, I mean, with now that you got Hutch in tow here, I mean, it's this season and at least four more while they've got this band together, so to speak. So it's exciting. What does it mean for the rest of the year? Obviously, some of that money is going to go towards this year's cap that they got the space, but because of the signing bonus, it's going to be prorated for the duration of the contract. So some of that's going to affect this. But here's what they know now. Now they know fully how much money they have to spend when it comes to the trade deadline, what kind of a player they can acquire. And rental players are still, look, they're valuable. But if you wanted to take on Trey Hendrickson, that rental contract is going to be, what, $15 million a year? Or $15 million for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
So do they have that kind of space if Hendrickson does become available? They might.
So the next draft class includes LaPorta and Branch in the second round. So their contracts are up too. Did they re-sign
after next year, right?
Yes, just like Hutch was.
This is year three.
Yeah, just like Hutch was. Do you think that they're working on contracts for those guys too?
For LaPorta
and Branch.
And Branch? Yeah, I think they've got to know. Yeah.
And I just wonder, I mean, if they've got money earmarked for them that needs to be accounted for. But
wouldn't imagine. I mean, if something with them gets done, I wouldn't expect it to be until after the season, mm-hmm. much like what happened before the draft a couple years ago. That's when announcement comes for those guys, mm-hmm. Because you want to have some flexibility with the trade deadline just a handful of days away here.
You know, the thing that the Lions have avoided so far, you guys are talking about future extensions and contracts, they've avoided the one that hurts, that got away, really, right? Like the one, because it's got to come, right? They can't not possibly keep every single great player. I mean, losing Josh Reynolds is one thing. Losing Jamal Williams is another.
We have the money.
I just got a text.
Ian Rappaport says, the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson agreed to a four-year mega extension, according to his agent, Mike McCartney. It's a four-year, $180 million deal, $141 million guaranteed. That's less than the deal that
Micah Parsons
got.
Do we get better return on the dollar? A little bit.
So 45, I mean, it's not much less. It's $1.5 million less per year. But it's $45 million a year.
Green Bay, did they overpay for Micah Parsons 248?
So $141 million guaranteed. Interesting. Don't know what the signing bonus is, but okay.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
Well, congratulations to Hutch.
Yeah.
But also congratulations to us.
Yes.
We got our guy locked up, and, you know, the cap is such a, I really should have majored in something that would have been useful when it comes to, like, business law.
And, it's okay. I got us covered when it comes to the math.
Well, my math skills are eroding quickly. But you, this is a big deal, and it's a good deal. I love the length. But Lions fans, how are you feeling about it? 248-539-9797. Hutch locked up for some time here. Feedback coming in. Matt writes in, the Lions need the end of the season to see how good he does before they pay him. I understand that they can change the amount of money by giving him an extension before somebody else set a record, but I need to see him finish the season and get the numbers he needs.
Why?
I guess he just...
Because he needs to?
Well, I mean, this is a... You don't trust that he's as good of a player as this, as a contract like this is commensurate for?
Look, there are some players I think in the past I've had that same attitude towards. When the Lions signed Charlie Batch before they had to, I was like, why? What has Charlie Batch done to make you think that you have to invest in this guy right now? You could wait. Hutchinson's different. Hutch is like the best rated defender in the National Football League over the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's been really, really good.
He's outstanding. He is a game changer. He's a game wrecker. He's the guy that you want. I really like Trey Hendrickson. He's not Aiden Hutchinson.
No.
I really like Max Crosby. He's not Aiden Hutchinson.
If there were a draft of NFL players today where you could just start today, I mean, where's he going? His top 10,
I mean, among
top
defensive,
15?
I mean, outside of quarterbacks, I think he's, because I think edge rushers go after quarterbacks go. He's probably second or third in the discussion with Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback. Aiden Hutchinson gets a four-year, $180 million contract extension with the Lions, $141 guaranteed. I'll have to see how it breaks down, how much it cuts into this year's cap as we... I mean, they got it done before the trade deadline. Does that mean they wanted to know and have this locked up so they could make that big trade? Is that a possibility here?
Ooh.
Adding to the intrigue, Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, if you're just joining us, Aiden Hutchinson gets a four-year contract extension worth $180 million, $141 million guaranteed. It will keep him locked in with the Lions until he's 30 years old, which if you know, you follow and you believe in the data or that I've been taking a look at, because we've been talking about coveted edge rushers for it feels like 2 years now. Guys that could be opposite of Hutch, usually the production really starts to drop after they're 30. And some of the elite guys, more often than not, I found that that's the case. Not everybody, but this locks him up till he's 30. And if he's still productive, well, then he gets onto the third contract. But Hutch just got paid. 248-539-9797. I can't help but wonder if the timing of this before the trade deadline, what are we here, 5 days before the trade deadline, gives them a degree of certainty to know what they can do and know what they can take on. They lock up their guy, and they also have a bit of a target area now of how much money they can afford to commit if they want to commit it for just this year or a player's contract goes beyond this year that they are hoping to get.
Yeah, and again, I would cut because we're all salivating here about, oh, nice, a great contract, and because it's an edge rusher, our minds are always staying with the edge rusher. I don't think that's where the Lions are looking.
I don't think so
either. This roster by Tuesday. I think that they'll be looking at secondary help and offensive line help. And it may not be for a starter. It could just be for guys that'll be, you know, your last couple guys on the roster that'll be improvements over what you have.
It totally feels like we can sit here and talk about big names, but it feels far more likely given their pattern that what they're getting is a depth guy or a decent player. If they get a frontline guy, that's great. And we can talk about it. We can dream about it. And we will do that. But realistically, I don't expect it.
There's some other little details that are coming out. Tom Pelissero just tweeted out that Aiden Hutchinson's deal includes a $29 million injury guarantee in 2029 that converts to a full guarantee a year early in March of 2028. So Hutchinson is now signed for 6 years and for practical purposes, has the security of knowing that he's going to be here for at least five.
Eric Woodyard says Aiden Hutchinson's $141 million guarantee is the highest among non-quarterback contracts, according to roster management system. So he's got to be happy with that. We're actually kind of happy that the per-year average is less than Micah Parsons. So let's get to your phone calls. Bernard, you're next on 97.1. Hello, Bernard.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, Doug, I hear you like the length, and I probably would have went with term, but nevertheless.
Fair enough.
But nevertheless, the complete package, if you will, is appealing to me, not just because of the price. I think it's fair, but how much better does he make McNeil and Williams and Muhammad? I mean, when you're signing a guy like that, you're not only, you know, securing him and a top performer at his position, but he's maximizing the value of those other guys on the line as well. And I know that there are very few other edge rushers in the league that I would say has that much of an impact, is that disruptive to actually improve the play of the players around him. And when you're signing a guy like that, a franchise guy, you know, that's one of the things you're looking at. It's not just about jersey sales or the one guy and his performance, but does he make the guys around him better? And in that respect, I mean, this is a home run deal for them. And I'm happy for, you know, obviously Hutch, you know, good for him, but you know, for the Lions and us fans, this is big. Like this is, he's a gold jacket guy, and lock him up.
Well, it's big. Let's understand why. It's big because it keeps the guy here. So, but it's not an addition to the team. So nothing's changed right with the Lions in terms of what they are this year and trying to win a Super Bowl for 2025. It just what this does is keep Aiden Hutchinson in town through 2030, which is awesome. It's not adding anybody.
But he does add value to those other players around him.
I'm not disagreeing with that, Bernard. And what I'm saying is that what this is just an announcement. He's got a contract. This isn't adding anything new to this team right now.
No, it's just your point just, is completely different than the caller's, yes. Yeah. But his point is just, hey,
this is why he makes people around him better. Yeah.
Here's something to keep in mind. Thank you for the phone call, Bernard. And yes, term. So the Lions right now with a healthy Aiden Hutchinson. Remember last year, Lions blitzed more than anybody else in the NFL? They're now middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Okay, they blitzed 24.3% of quarterback dropbacks, which is roughly 14th, 15th in the NFL. Their pressure rate is top 10. Okay, they're pressuring quarterbacks on 23.6% of their dropbacks, and they are now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in the NFL in quarterback sacks with 23. They're blitzing less, and they have an effective pass rush, and they just got Aleem McNeil back. Like, they just got him back. So this is what having a healthy Aiden Hutchinson can do for you. You don't have to blitz as much. You're still pressuring quarterbacks amongst the best in the league, and you're getting home and sacking quarterbacks amongst the best in the league. Like, this is a very effective pass rush right now without having to blitz the amount of time they blitzed last year. Because they blitzed like crazy last year, and they kind of had to. Like, once Hutch went down, how are you going to pressure a quarterback? Well, that was Aaron Glenn, and he would dial it up. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kyle in Canton. You're next. Hello, Kyle.
Good day, boys. Hey, I called into this show last year and said that the Lions should have sat all of their injured or questionable or starting players for the last 3 weeks because we had no fear of playing on the road. Bold prediction, that came true. We got more injuries, we got more problems, and it didn't pan out the way we wanted. Going to the wings, I've been slow clapping Eisenman for the last decade. He's got two cups coming in the next 4 years. I believe in my eyes that that's a fact. He has the youth, he has the drive, and he now has the coach to steer this in the right direction. Regarding Hutchinson, I think he's taken the Ohtani approach. He's a city man. He's a team man. He's a good man. He's going to get his money, but he's going to extend it out as far as he can, and they are going to add pieces. And they got two Super Bowls coming in the next 3 years. I'd like to know your thoughts.
Well, my first thought is I don't remember your call from a year ago, but I will remember this one. Because there's some bold predictions.
There's
some bold predictions in here.
Nobody.
Right.
You got to remember it.
I would say this. You were probably the only one that would ever say sit guys for the last 3 weeks of a season because they're not afraid to play on the road and try to safeguard against injuries. I can't remember how many guys got hurt in those last 3 weeks.
I don't think it was that many, to be honest.
I don't know if it was. They lost a guy in the playoff game, and I think they lost one right before, maybe. There might be two.
Trying to remember the last three games.
Actually, one in the last three games, and then one in the playoff game.
But thank you. I mean, look, sure. We'll remember two Stanley Cups in the next 4 years and two Super Bowls in the next three.
Yeah,
that I will remember.
I think you're also the only ones doing the slow clap for Eisenman over the last 10 years. I think we're all hopeful that this is finally the plan that we're seeing coming to fruition with waiting and being patient with young players that he's drafted and finding the right acquisitions for this team. And the 7-3 start is great, but it's only 10 games. I'm hopeful. I'm a big Steve Eisenman fan, but even I had that seat warmer turned up a little bit. We'll see.
And that's okay.
Yeah. I still think it's a playoff team for sure. That's my thought, and if they're not, then we really got problems. But as far as the Lions winning two Super Bowls, I sure hope that I expect them to be contending. I think they're Super Bowl contenders for the next 4 or 5 years. You know, with all these extensions they've given out, Adam Schefter had it listed. Hutchinson's 4 years and $180 million. Goff is 4 years and $212 million. St. Brown is 4 and 120. Sewell, 4 and 112. Jamison Williams is 3 years and $80 million. Kirby Joseph, 4 and 85. Aleem McNeil, 4 and 97. Taylor Decker is 3 and 60. So, you know, lots of 4-year deals in there and a couple of 3-year deals in there. And those deals really, for a lot of those guys, kick in a little bit later.
On the surface, the most amazing part about this is if you had told us that the Lions would sign Aiden Hutchinson to a contract extension for less than what Green Bay paid Micah Parsons, we would roll our eyes. I wouldn't have believed that. And it's not significantly less. It's a couple million a year. But that seems that's surprising a little bit. And over the course of 4 years, the couple million adds up to an extra roughly $10 million. It's a little short of that, but and that could be a player somewhere, a helpful player somewhere. So 248-539-9797. We'll have more of this coming up. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Breaking news, Aiden Hutchinson, 4-year contract extension with the Detroit Lions for $180 million. Reaction is coming in from around the NFL. We'll get to some of that today at noon here on 97 on the ticket. But it's time to open the big old tub of pretzels. The big old tub of pretzels and the question of the day. These questions are sent in by listeners, some of them. Others are people here in the office, but things you debate
about. Yeah, like Rico did, right?
Yeah, Rico sent one last week.
He infiltrated the pretzel.
I will say this. Rico's question might be the one that people remember more than anybody else's ever. And if you missed it last week, Rico's question was, if you woke up tomorrow as a black man, what was the first thing you would do? There was a lot of text on that one.
Did you say something about contract and length earlier with Hutch?
Oh.
Right? My goodness. You mentioned it. You like the term.
Term.
Yeah. All right. First question. All right, guys. Imagine you could dispense any three liquids from three of your fingers whenever you wanted. What liquids are you choosing? Wow. What a question.
First of all,
hot off the press.
One of Doug's is going to be hilarious because you and I both know what it has to be, but I want to hear him say it.
Yep.
He's got to say it.
Yep.
Milk.
There it is.
Milk, there it is.
Gatorade, cucumber, lime, zero.
Oh, there we go.
And Miller Lite.
All right, I will go with Patron Bordeaux, which is the really high-end tequila. It goes on a one. I will go with Gatorade. I think it's a Cherry Glacier, the clear-colored Gatorade one.
I don't know.
One.
It's the one you like. You should know.
Yes.
Not us. Yeah.
I don't know. I just know by look. The clear-colored Gatorade, zero. And Fresca.
All right.
Here's a question I have. If you said, you got any beer? And I held up my finger and said, I have Miller Lite.
Not
and started
it.
Dispensing it into a glass. Would you drink it?
No, I would not. Absolutely not.
Come on, like E.T.
Yeah, no. E.T. just, the finger would light up and stuff would fly around. All right? E.T. wasn't like,
Gator.
You know.
I agree.
I agree with him. I mean, it's not
this
what he was saying.
Hypothetical, which could never happen, also sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
get it straight from the tap. Come on.
Not from Doug's tap. Okay, you're going to get milk straight from the tap over at...
I hate milk, so no. I wouldn't get it straight from the bottle.
Well, everybody likes Gatorade, cucumber, lime, zero. Would you drink that?
All right, so I'm going fountain Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
That's a solid call right there.
Jets Ranch.
I hope that's ranch.
Yep. And premium gasoline. Bam. Oh, I'm done.
Wow. That's well done.
I'm done. Yep. I'm done, man.
Look at this guy.
That's all I need.
Don't you drive an electric car?
My wife doesn't.
I
drive the gas car. She drives the electric, so it's for me.
All right, so there you go. Next question.
All right.
I'm very uncomfortable with that question.
Yeah, it's weird.
Didn't like
Why?
It.
Why? I would love that. Come on. All right. Would you rather get rid of Coney Islands or Chinese restaurants for the rest of your life?
What?
It's got to be eliminated from your diet because you can't go to either one of them.
Ooh, or tough one. Tough one.
Well, it's not. It's the Coney Island restaurant, and this is why I would eliminate Chinese food. This is why I'm going to get rid of Chinese food. Coney Islands, the menus are massive at a Coney Island. I don't always get Coney's when I go there. I like, you can get breakfast anytime. Love that. Get a Euro sandwich. Love it. Still get my chili cheese and Coney's. Chinese food, I'm limited with what I really want to get from Chinese food. It would mean that I would do without egg rolls, which sucks. But Coney's over egg rolls, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of the Coney. No need. I mean, what do I get when I go there? I got spinach pie the last time.
You don't get a Greek salad?
I haven't gotten a Greek salad. I could get a Greek salad, yeah, but I got salad. I got a piece of spinach pie.
But a honey.
I would much rather and easily give up the Coney restaurant over the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, I'm with you, Doug, not for the same reasons, because I love Coney Island.
You don't
but,
say.
but the Chinese restaurant is just too much there for me to admit. I mean, a year without that, I mean, you know it already, Gator. I know it's not an easy decision for you either, but just...
I love the egg roll.
Yeah, you know, orange chicken, almond chicken, fried rice, egg roll, all that's good stuff.
Sour,
yeah, I need that more than
rice.
More than the Coney Island. So.
Next question.
All right. Two
that's,
food.
That's two that make me uncomfortable.
Yeah?
I like doing without.
They're not all comfortable, my friend.
No, they're not, clearly.
All right. Could you, as an adult, currently pass any of your old high school tests?
Wow, absolutely not with math. I mean, I couldn't pass them then. Why would I be able to pass them now?
You didn't get any better.
No, I did not. I think I could. Most I could, except for math.
For me, it would be none with one exception. I think I would do better in English at my age than I did in high school. I think I am a much better writer. Math skills have eroded bad. Foreign language, no shot.
Badly, by the way.
I'd still do better than I did back in high school. So I would think I could do better in English than I did back then. Oof. Me talk not so good then.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I can't do my first grader's homework right now. Like, it's bad. Like, guys, we'll go through math, and they teach math different now.
Dude.
Gator, you'll understand this. This doesn't make any sense. There's
got
partners
like lines
and groups.
Columns.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And, yeah, what are
circles?
They grouping these numbers over here? And I'm like, what the hell are we doing with our arithmetic?
So we'll get to the end. I'll try to help her through. And at the end, I'm like, I don't even know what this means. Ask your mother. Like, I she's in first grade. That's embarrassing,
wow.
Man.
What are you doing? Is addition and subtraction?
They do it different, man.
I'm asking because I don't know this, right? Are they teaching math differently because it'll be the same kind of way that they'll teach like algebra and stuff? Does this stuff work with algebra, putting columns and
no,
circles?
No, I just think it's
like
actually supposed to be more efficient.
Or it's just a different way
of doing it. It gets you to the answer quicker and better. That's all.
I have no idea. No clue why they do it the way they do it.
Huge mistake.
I just know I felt like a moron when my kid said, can you help me with this?
Right?
And I looked at it for 10 seconds and went, actually, no.
Let's
do one more.
Brother.
All right. I mean, I thought, you know, now we do have calculators in our pockets. So why don't you just use those?
Right? I don't know. Just
good point.
Siri?
All right.
Alexa?
Here we go. Wait, this is an old question, I think. Sorry. I think Kenny threw that back in there.
You liked it so much.
Yeah.
Ask it again. Our answers may change.
Yeah, right. All right. You're going to a game with your wife or girlfriend. You have the aisle seat, or she has the aisle seat.
Well, for us, it's typically easier because I'm 6'3" and a half, and so I can spill out into the aisle a little bit.
So you're making her sit next to a stranger.
Yep.
I mean, I would ask her what she wants and give her all. There's pros and cons
gentleman
involved
here,
right?
Yeah.
And that's the first and foremost. You have to ask the lady what she would prefer. I would imagine it'd be more comfortable to have me on the aisle. But if there's some creeper next, then 100% what you're going to do is what's best to protect the lady. And give her space.
Well, the question is, there's a creeper next to in the third seat. And yeah, I would take
the seat.
I don't
know. Are you sure, Doug? Creeper or leg room?
Doug's taking leg room.
She'll deal with it. Yeah, I would. If you added a creeper, then yeah, I would act as a shield.
So, I mean, I think all three of us would prefer the aisle seat, but I'm not as tall or big as you, Gator, so I'm taking the insights. Yeah, I don't have to. She doesn't have to sit next to the creeper or not creeper. She don't have to find out. I'm the creeper.
when you're sitting in the aisle or near you have to get up and get down a lot because of anybody walking down. When you're in the middle, I always feel guilty when I'm in the middle because every time I have to like get up, I'm like, excuse me,
of course.
Excuse me. I feel completely guilty about doing that. When you're in the aisle, pew.
Yeah, well, try you're being not, the bull in a china shop and do that. Yeah.
All right, so how do if you're in the middle and you have to get out, do you sidestep with your back to the people sitting down in your row or do your back, or are you facing them when you get out? Back.
I pray
button
there's enough
face or not.
I pray there's enough room for me to walk perpendicular past the people so that the back end is not pointed right in their face.
If I'm on the window seat on a plane, by the way, I feel so bad. Like I'll hold it for hours just to not make people have to get up, especially if they're asleep and you got to go. That's
yeah, the worst. I fully understand.
All right, there you go. And that concludes the Big Old Tub of Pretzels question of the day here on 97.1. Coming up, more reaction to Aiden Hutchinson's contract with the Lions, the most guaranteed money ever given to a non-quarterback, and yet less than Micah Parsons got. We'll get to the details of it in the noon hour if you haven't heard, plus reaction from around the NFL straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.